All right. We've, spent obviously quite a bit of time here on Cleveland last couple of days. It's been really getting to know a team that the last time we played them, there's not a lot of carryover, one coach, six players, or something like that. So a lot of work to do there in terms of our familiarity with this team. But I think that Coach Jackson's done a great job. You can see them improving every week there. Obviously, offensively, a very explosive team with their skill players and excellent running game. Coach Jackson has done a good job of utilizing the backs as well as, prior with some of those plays and just keeping the defense off balance. They do a good job of getting the ball down the field. They've got explosive plays in the passing game, explosive plays in the running game, number of different formation variations, personnel variations, and so forth that are difficult to defend, similar to what he did at Cincinnati. Defensively, they're very sound, aggressive. They capitalize on a lot of offensive mistakes with their effort and aggressiveness. Got to do a great job of taking care of the ball and staying out of long yardage. They're a very good third down team, longer yardage situation, so those are hard to convert. And very aggressive in the secondary. Got good experience back there with Hayden, Williams, Taylor, Hoyer, guys like that. So guys that have been around for a while that are smart, instinctive players. Got to do a good job there. Special teams, Chris Tabor does a good job of that unit. They're very aggressive. We got to do a good job with our protections, handle their skill players. They do some different things to keep you off balance that we'll have to be alert for, as they always do. And playing at home, I'm sure we'll see a lot of energy with this team and their fans, like there always is in Cleveland. They have great fans and very supportive. And so dealing with crowd noise and all those kind of things will be challenging for us as well. So we obviously need to do a lot better job at what we're doing than where we were last week. So need a good week on the practice field, good weekend meetings, good week of preparation against a team we don't know very well to be able to get that done. So that's where we are for this week.
How do you relay to the team that Tom's return isn't a fix-all?
We all got to do our job. We all got to do our job better. We all got a lot of things to work on, and that's easy.
How are you feeling about getting Tom back? Do you feel like you can finally exhale?
I feel like we need to go out to Cleveland and play well in order to win. That's what we're going to try to do.
A lot of fans seem to think that the suspensions, or hoping the suspension, will sort of inspire Tom and the rest of the team to play even harder with more intensity. What do you think about that? You think that could be?
I think our team needs to prepare well this week and go out and play well against Cleveland in Cleveland. That's what we need to do.
You talked to Tom. How does he seem? Seem ready for, does Tom seem ready for Cleveland physically, mentally, attitude-wise?
We'll go out and practice today and see where our whole team is. You have to ask Tom how he's personally feeling. That's something I can't answer.
When you look at how they used Terrell Pryor, particularly against the Dolphins, is there a historical comp that you can point to over the last couple of years in terms of how they moved him around and what they've done with him?
I think it's similar to the Wildcat-type formations we've seen from other teams. He's just got more experience as a quarterback than some of those other players do. So, I don't know.
Billy, your experience with a player like Pryor, who obviously has changed positions. You guys have had players that have done something similar, whether it's college to pro or even once they've gotten here, changed positions.
Mm-hmm.
What's the key to a player having success in doing that? How much is just willingness to do that a part of that eventual success if they have it?
I don't know. Each situation is different. But, Pryor's a very skilled athlete. He's big. He's fast. you could certainly see him at Oakland running away from people and being elusive in the open field, which he's done this year after the catch with some catch and run plays. He's shown an ability to go up and get the ball, take it away from defenders with his length and ball skills and jumping ability and so forth. So you obviously didn't see that before, but, you know, you see that now. So, you know, he does a good job for him. I mean, I think you'd have to ask him and some of the people there, you know, specifically what he's done and so forth. I don't really know that.
Bill, the team added Glenn Gronkowski late last week. What did you see from him during the pre-draft process and this summer with Buffalo?
I played a little bit of fullback, played a little bit of tight end, played a little bit in the kicking game. So I don't know. We'll see. Take a look at it and see what it looks like.
Bill, you were complimentary of the job Hugh Jackson has done with the Browns. Is there an area in particular you see his imprint on that football team right now?
Well, I mean, they get better every week. They're constantly improving, which is what this game is all about. I'd say offensively, they have a very well-balanced attack. They're difficult to stop. They run the ball well. They throw it well. He's gone through some changes on the offensive line at the quarterback position, but they've continued to have high production in those areas. So coaching staff, players, I mean, have done a good job, you know, and they have a lot of good players. I mean, Joe Thomas, Betonio, those two guys are about, you know, probably as good as we'll see, you know, on one side of the line. Thomas, honestly, that his career is remarkable. It's incredible, really. Over 9,200 straight plays, never missed a play. I mean, you just don't see guys like that very often, so. He's rare, but, you know, very good production, a tight end position from Barn Ridge. So, I mean, they've got a lot of good players, but they're well coached and they're fundamentally sound. They don't they make it hard for you. You know, you've got to play good. They don't make a lot of mistakes, and they're well coached. There's not a lot of great opportunities. You just have to create them. You have to play good. They don't give you a lot of easy plays.
Danny Shelton looks like he's dropped some weight from year one to year two. How different of a player does he look?
Yeah, again, we didn't face him last year or so, but I'd say on tape he's very impressive. I mean, he's a very strong, powerful guy, hard to block, and he runs well. He has good range. He makes plays on the perimeter. He does a good job of getting off blocks. And there's definitely a presence in the middle of the defense. But more than just a big guy in there, he can extend and, you know, make plays. You know, out in the C gaps and on the perimeter and screens and things like that. He runs well, so he's a tough guy to handle in there. He eats up a lot of blockers and he's a hard guy to block.
Bill, you mentioned getting your team ready for Cleveland. Do you find over the years that it's easier to get your team ready after a win or after a loss?
I don't know. Each week's its own week, so just try to do the best we can this week to go out and play well in Cleveland. That's all. I don't really care what happened last week.
You mentioned Hughes run through a couple of quarterbacks, Bill. In a very short period of time, I'm wondering what you've seen from Cody Kessler and how he's using him.
I mean, he runs their offense. I don't think there's been a big, you know, change in their offense. Kessler had a good career, very productive player in college, in a passing offense, threw the ball well. He's athletic. He can definitely buy time in the pocket with his feet, his quickness. He's an accurate passer, throws the ball well, short, intermediate, and long. Can move out of the pocket again on some bootleg plays and, you know, scramble and that kind of thing. So he's done a good job for him. He's handled their offense well. Again, they do a number of different things, shifting motion, change formations, things like that. He obviously can handle all that. They keep doing it, and they give him some checks at the line of scrimmage. It looks like he's, gets him into the right play based on what the defensive looks are. So, he protects the ball pretty well. He's done a good job for him.
How different is Cleveland's personnel for Hugh Jackson as opposed to what he was running as offensive coordinator with the Bengals? Significant?
I don't know. He's got, big, fast perimeter receivers like he had at Cincinnati. He's got good backs. He's got a kind of a third down back in Johnson, kind of a first down back in Kroll, sort of like they had in Cincinnati. So he's got a bunch of tight ends. Brought another one up on the roster yesterday. So it's different, but he's running his offense, and that offense is a good offense. He's got good players. He's got a good scheme. He's got a good system, and they're productive. So they do a good job with it.
Coach, a lot of fans, many fans say that they feel fortunate to come away with a 3-1 record without Tom Brady. Do you feel the same way?
Right now, we're focused on Cleveland, we're trying to get ready to go in Cleveland. So we can't do anything about whatever it was or wasn't the last 4 weeks. We're into the Cleveland week, and that's all our focus is. Not worried about last week, not worried about next week, not worried about last year, worried about this week against Cleveland. That's it, period. This week, Cleveland.
So isn't that a net positive? I
mean, we're focused on Cleveland this week, period. Cleveland.
Bill, Josh mentioned yesterday that there's an acclimation period any time a player's missed time because of injury or otherwise. How, if at all, is your process of preparing different this week to help Tom through that?
I don't know. We'll just work through it. Just do the same thing we do every week. And there's always players that fall into that category, whatever the position is. So take it day by day.
Thoughts about, in addition to getting time back, you're getting Rob Ninkovich back as well?
Think about getting ready for Cleveland. Think about playing Cleveland.
Just whatever thoughts about getting him back, happy he's back.
We'll see how it goes. I mean, yeah. We'll go out there and practice with those guys today and see how it goes. I don't know. Haven't seen them.
Bill, you were talking about Terrell Pryor. And do you recall what the circumstances were when you brought him in to look at him when he was available? And was it a case of just emergency preparation case? You needed someone, or was there...
Mike, we worked out probably a couple thousand players here. Maybe more. I don't know. We work out a lot of players.
I guess when I was asking more, the thought of would you assign them if you didn't have other roster considerations? I mean, there was that more of a due diligence type situation.
I mean, every workout, anybody we evaluate, everybody we work out is to find out more about them, to learn about that player, learn about his situation at that point in time. And sometimes our situation changes, sometimes it doesn't, and so it's the same process for all the other thousands of players that we've worked out. It's not anything different with one guy.
You mentioned a lot of new personnel from the Browns, but Ray Horton is a guy you guys are obviously familiar with. Josh mentioned yesterday. What are some of the things you can expect from a Ray Horton coach?
All right, well, we played against Coach Horton, you know, three of the last 4 years, Arizona, Cleveland, and Tennessee. So, you know, Pittsburgh kind of background. I think there's certainly been some changes or modifications in his system, you know, from the Pittsburgh system, if you will. So I think there's definitely some similarities. But, again, they're a 3-4 base team, and they're a 4-2 nickel team, then they really don't take those two inside linebackers off the field, you know, in any situation. So just a question of how they structure the front and the coverage. I mean, they played a little bit of dime, but, I mean, they're primarily a, you know, two personnel grouping. But they use a lot of personnel, particularly in the front. You know, use a lot of different combinations of people with the front four or front five, however you want to look at it. The two inside linebackers are pretty constant, and I would imagine the secondary would be constant, but they've dealt with a couple injuries back there that, you know, guys have missed a game or two and they've had to replace them. But I would imagine that would probably be consistent too if they, you know, were all healthy. But a lot of different guys on front, but the same basic alignments. And again, you know, similar to Pittsburgh. I mean, they don't blitz zone as much as Pittsburgh does. I don't know if anybody does, but, you know, so it's not the same, but it's that foundation.
Bill, speaking of the linebackers, DeMario Davis, when he was a Jet, often overshadowed by David Harris,
but seemingly played well against the Patriots. What are your thoughts about him? And as you mentioned, he stays on the field against that linebacker stand.
Yeah, well, he's, you know, really played will linebacker for the Jets, and Harris played the Mike at Cleveland. He primarily plays the Mike, and Kirksey plays the will, if you will. So, you know, very productive guy. He's got good speed. Very, you know, both those guys are really fast. You can't outrun either one of them. You know, Davis plays downhill. He's an excellent tackler, a physical player, and he's, you know, been highly productive for him, as has Kirksey. Those guys, you know, they make a lot of plays. They get to a lot of balls. They play a lot of zone defense, so there's, you know, quite a few passes that get thrown in front of them, and, you know, they close the space quickly. They rally to the ball in a hurry and, you know, and tackle well. So I think they fit their, you know, what Coach Horton's trying to do. I think they fit their system well. He's got two good players at that position, and like I say, they never come off the field. I mean, they're out there all the time. But, you know, if they had to come on, you know, the few plays that Carter's played, Carter's similar to them. I mean, he's another fast guy that runs, you know, 4.6, very good in the kicking game. You know, Carter gives him a lot of leadership and playmaking on special teams. And, you know, he's a solid, gives him solid depth at that inside linebacker position, you know, along the same mold or along the same lines of, you know, DeMario Davis and Kirksey.
Final question. Coach, you said that you're just going to see how it goes out there in practice today. So what are you going to be watching for in Tom? He's had this four-week layoff here. You're going to be watching his timing, his attitude. What are you going to be looking for?
Do the same thing on this Wednesday we do on every other normal Wednesday. We go out there and practice. We make the corrections. We come back in. Go over some new stuff for tomorrow, for Thursday, and try to correct the things on Wednesday that need to be corrected. That's what we do. Okay. Thanks.